and when I came up here with Father, she kissed me and told me to remember the 9th commandment, and that God would hear every word that I said."
"Do you believe this?" asked the judge, while a tear glistened in his eye, and his lip quivered with emotion.
"Yes, sir," said the child, with a voice and manner which showed that her conviction of the truth was perfect.
"God bless you, my child," said the judge. "You have a good mother. The witness is competent," he continued. "Were I on trial for my life, and innocent of the charge against me, I would pray God for such a witness as this. Let her be examined."
She told her story with the simplicity of a child as she was, but her voice and manner carried conviction of her truthfulness to every heart. The lawyers asked her many perplexing questions, but she did not vary in the least from her first statement. The truth, as spoken by a little child, was sublime. Falsehood and perjury had preceded her testimony, but before her testimony, falsehood was scattered like chaff. The little child, for whom a mother had prayed for strength to be given her to speak the truth as it was before God, broke the cunning device of matured villainy to pieces, like a potter's vessel. The strength that her mother prayed for was given her, and the sublime and terrible simplicity, terrible to the prisoner and his associates, was like a revelation from God Himself.